Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from the default location on Memorex. Default route. I need to do better on my weekends. I need to do better on my weekends. So let me rephrase that. I want to do better. I want to do more. I want to be more productive. And actually, what it is I've had maybe three or four, feels like, weekends back to back to back to where I didn't have any obligation or really didn't have to do anything. So it feels like I've been kind of quote-unquote wasting them. But there were times when, you know, things get going and I'm here and I'm there, to where I was relishing having weekends with nothing to do. Whole weekend with nothing to do was few and far between. And now that I had a few of them together, I'm like, ugh. It's like come Friday night, I'm like, oh well, weekend tomorrow. What am I do? The only thing I do is sleep in maybe an hour later and eat too much. I get my steps in, not really doing too much more. I can't say that I don't enjoy it. I do kind of enjoy it, but it gets to a point where I'm just like, yeah, you know, what's going on here? Yesterday, Lodge Curry was playing down in San Diego. I had put that on my calendar, had marked it up. I was gonna go down there, had it all set up, things worked out. But I kind of knew I didn't want to deal with that 2.5 hour ride. It's just the mindset I'm in. It was, do you want to be in the car for that 2.5 hour ride? Even though, you know, you get down there and the music get going, you'll be taking, you'll get that high that you love so much. You'll get that, you know, euphoric serotonin, dopamine boost that hearing that music play gives you. And just being out among people and just being out and in the mix, that you know, energization. But I was just like, you know what? Would you want to be in the car for 2.5 hours? Or can you just sit here in your recliner staring at a wall? What would you rather do? And the question became, very quickly, ooh, that couch show looked fun. But I got up, I got up and did my steps, got back home, ate a little breakfast, set everything up to go. My niece came back with the car, took her to where she had to be, and I was in position right there at the 405 freeway after dropping her off in Westwood at the right time. And I Googled how long it would take to get there, and it said 2.5 hours. And I was like, So I just rode, since I was already out there, I just rode the Pacific Coast Highway, rode up to basically Pacific Palisades. I'm starting to realize that's where I was at. Did I go? My go-to spot is in Pacific Palisades. Sitting on the rocks overlooking the ocean. And then took a ride through Venice Beach. And I was riding, and I saw a parking space right there on the street, like one of the prime parking spaces too, like really close to the boardwalk right there on South Venice Boulevard. I could have, you know, snacked it up, but I was like, yeah, let's just go to Ralph's and get a pizza. let's go to Ralph's to get a pizza and actually prepare it the way it says it's supposed to be prepared. I did that, which was 350 degrees, I believe, or something like that, 370 or whatever, for 13 minutes. And that's just how long I cooked it. I cooked it exactly the way I said to do it. That thing came out so good. I've been overcooking it. Also, I made some chicken Friday night. And I Googled how long to cook it. And that's how long I cooked it. I didn't overcook it. Of course, it came out pale looking. It looked like it wasn't done. It looked like white people's chicken. You know, black people like their stuff burned, or as somebody else put it, charred. They like the food charred, and I do too. And I brined it a little bit in salt water. Probably not long enough. Probably should have brined it overnight. And I didn't put seasoning on it, but it came out juicy. They don't want to. The texture came out. It just didn't have any of the seasonings that I should have added more seasoning to it. I didn't want to put too much salt. But I had made a super salad, quote unquote salad. You can't see me. And since, well, I put up one air quote. I was just going to say that I put up air quotes knowing you can't see me and then not do it. But since I'm carrying a selfie stick in one hand, I put up one air quote to indicate salad. Just because it's lettuce in it, don't make it a salad. If you put lettuce on a steak, does that make it a salad? I don't think so. So basically, that's what I was eating. I had a big bowl of that, if not a bowl and a half, two chicken thighs. Friday night. And then I think I ate a lot. I've been eating too much. I gotta watch my portions. That's another thing I gotta do. I'm gonna start doing today. I woke up this morning, it was 216.8, which I thought was good. But I look back last week, I was 215.0 when I woke up. And I think it's because of my portions. I gotta watch my portions. I'm eating more and more and more at night or for dinner. I gotta curb that. And I double walked yesterday, after I dropped my niece off in Westwood and rode PCH in Venice Beach. Got that pizza. Went back home, ate that whole thing. You know, it wasn't a super large one, but it wasn't no personal one either. Probably about 12, 14 inches, Italian Supreme. You know, it wasn't like a super deep dish, it wasn't super heavy, but I ate that whole thing. It was so good. It was so, so good. And after I ate it, I sat there in a stupor for a little while. And somehow, at some point, I made brownies. Might have been Friday night. So I had brownies in the blaze. So after I ate all that pizza, I ate brownies last night. So basically, I ate way too much. I ate so much and my stomach was so full that I was unable. Well, I was so uncomfortable, I had to walk because I knew I wasn't gonna be able to lay down or anything. I was so uncomfortable from having so much food in me that I had to like walk. So I ended up double walking last night. I think I started out at like 8:30. I started up at 8:30 p.m. and I'm like sitting there full It's too early to go to sleep. I didn't want to watch TV anymore. I finished watching A Man on Fool with Jeff Daniels, directed by Regina King. It was good. It kept my whole thing. I watched the whole series. I watched the whole miniseries. It was awkward. No, not awkward. It was just, you know, it wasn't linear. It wasn't what you expect. There was some stuff that kind of didn't matter, or so to say. Or it was like, I don't know what it was. It was just, you know, not just typical, nice, clean cut, straightforward, this is, you know, what's going on type of thing. There was some very provocative stuff, nuanced stuff in there that made me, you know, make it feel good. Make it was like something different. It was like two stories going on, and I don't even think they was even related. It was like a story about a guy who hit a cop and was going, you know, put in prison or jail. And then it was a story about the, you know, the leader of the big corporate thing, the Man on Fool. And they went side by side with the lawyer, the black lawyer for the, you know, Croker guy, the Croker, head of Croker Industries or whatever, doing some stuff. It was kind of disjointed, but it was pleasantly disjointed. So I've been just watching that. So I'm sitting there, 8:30 at night. I'm like, oh, I gotta do something. So I gotta force myself. I got on the scale, it's at 219.2. I was like, oh God, I know I gotta do something. So I got up and somehow I got my clothes on. Started walking and said, let me just see how far I can walk, because I got to walk this up. I can't lay down. You know, I can't. I got all this food in me. And it was like 8:30 and it was still. And I think I had ate probably a couple hours or an hour or so, you know, early. I think I had ate hours before and I was still stuffed to the point that if I laid down, there would have been problems. So I started walking, ended up basically doing a double walk, went from 11,800 up to 20,000 something. So I probably walked another 10,000. And I came back out on the scale. It went from 219.2 down to 217.6. Then I went and drank some water, got back on the scale, and it went up to 218.6 or something like that. And I wasn't even sweating when I was walking. So, you know, I know. I still valid Mr. Scale's opinion, but, you know, every 0.2 and 0.6 and 0.8 pounds kind of doesn't matter. You kind of want to look at the non-decimal number at best. Probably not even that. And even that, you probably got to give a lot of leeway in knowing that it's not a precise thing or a good, it's just an indicator of trend, not of actual weight at any given time. Because you never know. Well, you do know. You do know because I can damn near guess what it's going to say most of the time. When I get on a scale, I damn near can just guess exactly what it's going to say. Sometimes I'm overly optimistic, and I understand that. Sometimes I'm overly pessimistic, which is rare, it seems, because I'm just down on myself and dramatic about it, because everything is horrible and terrible until I get the weight off. I'm not making any progress. I'm a loser. You know, to go that whole dramatic, the sky is falling idea. Just because, you know, things aren't falling off the way I want them to. And keep the pressure on myself. And obsess about it. I obsess about it. Let's face it. I obsess about it. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. But the whole point is, I got to start doing something on weekends where I can look back. Or do I? Or do I need the weekend to rest? Because during the week, I put it in. During the week at work, I put it in for 8 hours. And I'm walking. You know, I get up at 9 every day. And let's face it, about 9, 9:30, I'm ready to go to bed. Because I get up, I walk 10,000 steps before work. Then I work. And my work just isn't sitting around, even though it is just sitting around, literally. And I'm working. I'm attentive. I'm taking, you know, attention, mental. I'm using mental power, or whatever you want to, mental exercise or mental attention to this. And work is over. I go, woo. Because I keep pressure on myself, you know, to maintain that motivation for whatever reason. So when work is done, I'm like, whew. Then I eat. I'm sitting there in my chair watching my Steeler podcast, or haven't been watching too many series or movies lately. I just like commentary, watch a little bit of news podcasts, find out what's going on YouTube or news channel. Hope y'all don't hear that. I was expelling gas, which is a good thing. And probably from last night, all the food last night. There will be a bowel movement into the day tomorrow. Even though I did have, well, I don't want to go into it, but let's just say, no, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Not even going to say it. No need to go into that. But the digestion process is probably what I was commenting on. It's good to see things are stirring up and getting moving down there. In my stomach, not all the way down there. In my stomach, so. And it's good to be back. It's good to be out here. I ain't even back. Because I did this yesterday. I walk yesterday. I walk every day. But to be back on a Monday, and I was walking. When I first started walking here, I was thinking about motivation. I was like, I really got nothing to look forward to. There's nothing. Well, I do got lots to look forward to. That's just not true. It's just like nothing immediately has me excited. Just, I gotta settle into like a good old fashioned regular Monday. A good old fashioned mundane Monday. And just go through it. And just keep it that way. No days off. Just work my 37.5 hours. You know, and go at it like that. Build up my PTO. And just live a quote unquote normal, regular week. Get back into the habit of that. Instead of flying here all the time, flying there, doing this, doing that. Having this happen, having that happen. You know, to keep my quote unquote spirit mojo up. But I have been during the work week getting stuff done on my videos, posting videos. I posted maybe 30, 40 podcasts that I had laying around and cleaning up my videos and getting them organized, because I got probably thousands of videos that I've made over the years. Definitely thousands of videos that I've made over the years that I just have sitting around that I don't want to throw away or delete, because, you know, it's nothing but storage space, and storage space is cheap. And it's me. It's me talking, me doing something, you know. who knows, 30, 40 years from now, you know, people might want to look back and see what I did in between the scenes, bloopers or just anything, any picture or video or audio or anything has information in it. And I guess it's hard for me to delete that information. I guess that's the way to put it. It has information in it. No matter how mundane or repetitive or whatever it may be, it has information in it. And I want to retain that information. You never know. More gas. Yeah, things are going through now. Yeah. Getting all that out from last night. And I didn't even eat last night. After I ate that pizza and them brownies, I didn't eat anything else. That's how full I was. So I've been going through the videos and organizing them and renaming them. Getting them in a nice format so that I can put them into a nice place. That's what I'm gonna do.